This is Jennifer for Citizen Relay. We're just finally finished for the day. It's 9 o'clock and we've still got another 30 minutes to drive. We're going to Stonehaven where we're staying. It's been quite a surreal day because we've kind of arrived in Aberdeen a bit late, so we've kind of not been able to do it as well as we thought. However, I kind of think that Kat was just... Kat, you were saying something about how... Yeah, go on.
Yeah, we decided to stay and report on the smaller towns. Mm. Ultimately, we had the choice of reporting places that are highly unlikely to get picked up by mainstream media or Aberdeen, and ultimately Aberdeen's exactly the same festival and staging as Glasgow and Inverness, and I expect Dundee and Edinburgh are all going to be exactly the same.
Mm.
So at least here, we had a bit of a difference.
I've had such a good day in Tomintal. It was just so inspiring, and so much content was produced, and it was sort of like, so many of those stories are just, if we weren't there, we'd never have been like captured. And I think it's just amazing when we look at like the response on things like Audioboo, like some of the amount of listens that some of the little things, like the head teacher Nancy was trending on Audioboo all day, and I just think I think that's a much better feeling than it is to just capture things where you're getting sort of similar reflection, which is fine. I mean, people are reflecting, they're enjoying it once in a lifetime, and that's great. But I think there's just something much nicer about seeing beyond this torch, really, and that's why we're kind of here. We're not here because of the Olympics. We're here because the Olympics is maybe a catalyst, but I think there's just so many things that we want to sort of achieve. Is there any last things before we finally stop capturing everything?
No, just that I agree. The stuff in Tomintal was definitely stuff that would otherwise not have been captured, and it's a really interesting insight into how the whole community and the ethos in such small communities are.
And I think when just listening to David and Cameron's kind of reflections on the way back down to Glasgow, it is like totally, not only have we captured it, but we've made people interested in what we're doing, and then hopefully they've gone and checked it out. And just checking the stats, I mean, people are going Tomintal, Olympic torch. I mean, the people are reading it, and that's really nice, and I think that's the most important thing about this. It kind of works. Okay, one last drive, and it's 9 o'clock, and I'm ready for bed. No, that's it. No more. Right, good night. See you tomorrow. Day 6 tomorrow.